The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Perth is expected to lose the fifth Ashes test this week, but the WA government has a bold plan to snatch the second test off coronavirus-hit Adelaide. Joining me now to give us an update on the plan is WA Sport and Recreation Minister Tony Booty. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Now, I was very excited to read about this in the paper. It hadn't been looking great for the fifth Ashes test to come over to Optus Stadium because teams would have to quarantine, the broadcast crew would have to quarantine coming from Victoria. It was not going to be ideal, but there's a chance we could get the second test. Is that correct?
Well, look, we haven't given up complete hope on the fifth test that we are awaiting a decision from Cricket Australia. But just let's say that we don't get it. So we have put a proposal to Cricket Australia. Why not move the second test to Perth rather than have it in Adelaide, which as we know, Adelaide at the moment is going through some COVID issues. Let them sort out their COVID issues and then they can have the fifth test. It's a win-win situation and we are ready and willing to hold the second test here in Perth.
Yeah, right. So you're confirming that you have actually, the WA government has actually put a proposal to Cricket Australia to have the second test here in Perth.
Yeah, discussions were had yesterday with Cricket Australia from the WA government, and there'll be a follow-up today in respect to that. So discussions have already been had, and there'll be more today. And it's really not a difficult proposition. All that has to happen, the players, broadcasting, staff, et cetera, fly from Brisbane to Perth rather than flying from Brisbane to Adelaide. We have shown that we can put on outstanding sporting events in a very short period of notice, as we did with the Dreamtime game between Richmond and Essendon early in the year, where we had 4 days' notice, and we also had a fantastic AFL grand final with 21 days' preparation.
Mm. And can you give us an idea of what the conversations have been like with Cricket Australia over the course of trying to organise a test here in Perth? Because it's kind of gone through some ups and downs and I guess a lot of permutations as this sort of fluid pandemic situation unfolds.
Yeah, look, there's been more cricket diplomacy and negotiations over the fifth test in Perth than Scott Morrison engaged on in regards to the submarine contract with France. So there's been a lot of work, and there was a lot of progress made. There's been a lot of progress made, but obviously we're not, the D-Day's arriving, and if it doesn't go our way, we want to, of course, have a test here in Perth, and we believe this proposition is the best way forward, and everyone can be a winner.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that, because we didn't get a test last summer, and to have two summers without a major test in Perth would be such a shame. What do you think it would be to WA in terms of a loss to the state?
Yeah. Look, obviously, not having international cricket, especially an Ashes game being played in Perth, is a blow for the sports-loving public of Western Australia. But then, looking on the flip side of that, Ben, we had the AFL Grand Final here throughout all winter and summer. People have been able to go out and play sport on the weekend, where if you're living in Victoria and at certain times in New South Wales, you weren't able to do that. So we've got to put it into perspective. Yes, it'd be a loss. We are trying to ensure that we can have a game here by putting a very practical and reasonable proposal to Cricket Australia to move the second test to Perth. But obviously, in the end, Cricket Australia will make their decision, but we believe that we have a good case and we are ready and willing to hold that second test here in Perth.
Well, that Adelaide test was going to be a day-night test. If it comes to Optus, would we see it as a day-night test as well?
That's a good point, Ben. I don't know if we've got down to that depth of negotiation at the moment. I can't see why it couldn't happen, but I'm not sure about the permutations of that one.
Yeah, get it first. I think that's the most important thing.
Right.
And what would be the economic benefits if we did get the test here in Perth, or even whether it was the second one or the fifth one?
Yeah. Well, obviously, it's a great economic boost because, although, we understand there'll be restrictions on travel from certain states into Western Australia, but there's obviously just an economic benefit from the domestic spending that occurs during a major sporting event, the AFL Grand Final, which had very few interstate travellers, was a major economic boost for local business operators in Perth. So, obviously, there'll be a catalyst economic benefit by having the Ashes here, and it'd be a great fillip for the WACO, who I must say the WACO have been superb throughout this period of time in seeking to find a resolution and working closely with the government and Cricket Australia.
And going forward, like, we're at the point now where we're going to be talking about reopening the borders and what, you know, the rest of the year might look like. We know there's a plan from the state government to increase visitation, whether it's tourism, international students, or whoever it might be to come to WA. How important are big marquee sporting events to that? And are there any events on the horizon that you kind of would draw a circle around in the calendar and think, you know what, we could go for something like that?
Yeah, look, as you know, the Premier did announce a reconnect package once the borders do open up. So obviously it's important for us to get international students and international tourists coming to Western Australia, and sporting events are a very important draw card. We have in the State of Origin second game. I think it is out of the three game series. The second test will be, or the second game will be played here. And obviously we are looking at other major events. At this stage, I'm not really in a position to actually disclose what events are being negotiated, but Perth and Tourism West Australia is always on the lookout for marquee sporting events to be held in Perth or in some part of Western Australia.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there'll be some rippers up your sleeve. And based on what we've seen this year with the AFL Grand Final and the Dreamtime game, the sky's the limits for WA, I reckon. WA Sport and Recreation Minister Tony Booty, thanks for your time. And fingers crossed, Optus will be the site for either one of these Ashes test matches this summer.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks, Ben.